Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
With seller canceled transactions soon being one of our only two ways to incur a defect, inventory management has become more important than ever for eBay sellers. With us now to tell us how she keeps track is Louise Sanchez. Now, Louise is an eBay education specialist known on eBay as top-rated seller Herbs Crafts Gifts, all one word. And she's also the organizer of seller meetup groups in both Colorado Springs and Albuquerque. Louise, you're one busy lady. First, tell us, why is it so important to keep an inventory, and how do you find time to do so?
From the very beginning, you know, eBay didn't have all the tools that we have now. So I've been selling, it'll be 18 years in February, and my brain isn't the way it used to be. So I just have to kind of keep track of it on paper or on an Excel spreadsheet to see what I have, what's sold. And right now we have several different product lines besides all the collectibles. So I like to use it for several reasons. One, to make sure I note on it what items listed, how I listed it, in what format, what date it was listed, and then when it sells, I have all the sales information right in that same line. So then I can go back anytime in the future and see how that one particular category or that one particular item performed for me. One of the other things I like is that when I sell it on Make an Offer, I end up knowing what I accepted if I accept the offer and it sells. That way, I'm not undercutting any of my previous buyers, and I kind of have a standard for what I'll accept. But there again, with so many different product lines, it's hard to remember what I've accepted when and where and how. So it's all right there on my Excel spreadsheet.
So do you use any other tools for your record keeping other than that Excel spreadsheet?
No, just that. And then eBay sends me a report once a month on performance, my expenses, both PayPal and eBay, and what's sold and how much sold and all those numbers. So I just use that accumulative, and our tax preparer is perfectly happy with the way I'm giving them that information.
So describe that spreadsheet for us. What are the columns on the top?
Okay, the first one is, let me start off by saying that I like it all on one page. I don't like scrolling, so I'll reduce down the size of the page if I have too many columns. But the first column is where, when, the date it was listed. So if it's an auction times 5, that means it's auctioned for 5 days and the date I listed it. The next column is the item itself. And I try to put the word, the words equal to the title in that item box so it's easy to find. I also have a spreadsheet for each category. So I counted this morning, and I think there's over 50 different categories because I don't want to scroll one way sideways or up and down. I want everything really compact. So I have it kind of clearly defined. The next column over is the weight. Next column is what we paid for it. Next column is where we bought it and when we bought it. Then a skinny little black line. The next column is where the date it sold. The next one's how much it sold for. Next one is shipping. Whether it was free shipping or what they paid us to ship it. And the final column is a wide one for notes. If I've done some research prior to listing it, I can put information in there. Did it sell at auction? How many bids did it have? How many bidders were there? Did it sell internationally? All that kind of extra information. And that's the sum and substance of it. Now that I've got two IDs, I do the second ID in italics so that at a quick glance I can look at a list and I know exactly which ID it's on.
And you've been talking about items sold.
No, this is every item that I have, whether it's listed or not.
You start it.
And whether it's sold or not.
You put it on that spreadsheet.
Right.
It goes on the spreadsheet.
And you have a column that tells you where to find it?
No, that would be my shipping department, better known as Jean. And after I finish the computer work and the photos, I hand it off to him, and he has his own little system in his little corner of our family room where he keeps everything, and he can find anything in a heartbeat.
Have you ever lost anything?
No. Have I lost it on him? Yes. Meaning that I've had it up here in the room for photos, and he didn't have it down there, and he searched forever.
But once you've listed an item and sold it, you've never not found it.
I think there was once that happened, but typically no.
That's good to hear.
Yeah, it's going to be really important in the coming years.
Well, and the other thing, too, with multiple items, like I say, in the product lines with our scarves, we have, all these different, we have 12 of each design. The ducks, we get 12, four different designs, three of each. And now we're doing craft shows. If something sells at the craft show, I have to be able to look at something and know immediately whether or not it's listed. And so the sheets that I take to the craft shows are color-coded, and I know whether it's listed or not. And so I can quick on my phone end that listing, and I don't have to worry about a duplicate listing. So, like I say, with the multiple stuff, it's really, really hard. Another reason to keep it is when we've been out and about in the RV and been to different beaches, I've collected sand from the different beaches years ago, and I've sold those on eBay. And now Gene was just at Chesapeake Bay, and he brought back some sand from Chesapeake Bay.
Oh, that's where I was raised.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
He was just there to see his first great-grandson.
So you have sand. You sell them in little bottles?
We sell an ounce at a time. When we were selling the other water, the other sand a couple of years ago, we sold a pound of Clearwater Beach to a scientist in Italy.
Huh.
So you never know who your trading partner is. It's just amazing.
You
but anyhow,
wow.
So
that's,
I was able to go back to my inventories and find what weights I sold it for, how much I sold it for, and now I have a price point where I can start with the Chesapeake Bay after I do research and see how many people are selling Chesapeake Bay sand. So it gives me a record from forever ago, and I kind of like that. Now, there's a couple different ways I do each sheet, too. If it's a category that doesn't have a whole lot of activity or I don't have a whole lot of listings, then I'll just move each year down to the bottom of that page, and I'll keep the unsolds at the top for that year. But if it's a really active category like the ducks, I will start a whole new page for the next year and start. The whole page will be just black. It won't have any red on it because nothing is sold yet.
Well, I put in Chesapeake Bay sand.
How many are selling?
eBay. Well, it says 35 listings, but it's not really. Oh, okay, Hampton, Virginia, Buckrow Beach sand, where the Chesapeake Bay meets the ocean. We used to live there. I guess somebody is selling that, but mostly they're candles and things. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I won't have any competition.
You really won't. Because I don't, other than that one that says Hampton, Virginia, Buckrow Beach sand, and the price is $6.99, and it doesn't really say how. You know what's so strange about it is the picture is of the beach, but not of the actual item you're buying.
Oh, that's funny. I have to add a thing in about my meetup. That Robin, who won the secret word, I had posted it on my meetup board that I was going to be on the radio. And so that's why she was listening, and that's why she called in with the secret. She just messaged me, and she said she called in with the secret word. So all the social media stuff and the meetups just work perfectly. They're just the best.
So, Louise, for those who don't know you, and of course we've known you for years, how did you get started selling on eBay?
Two ways. One, I was in a Yahoo chat board or group, whatever they were called back in the day, and somebody was saying there was this new thing on that was happening, was called eBay. And I, hey, that was kind of neat. And so I checked it out, and I was cleaning out one time, and you were asking somebody else just earlier about what the first item was. My first item that I sold was Grandma and Grandpa of the Pillsbury Doughboy. And it sold for $75, and that got my attention.
No kidding. So was it a statue?
I had it now because it would sell for more than $75, I'm sure.
A statue?
Barbie?
A statue?
No, they were the little. They were just made the same exact way as the Pillsbury Doughboy is, the little black, white plastic, but it was the grandma and grandpa. Huh.
Well, he had to come from somewhere.
I guess.
He didn't pop out of a
tube.
No, tool,
he was bred.
He was bred. We haven't seen his mom and dad, though.
He was bred. They had a lot of dough.
And then after, in 2001, when I inherited my mom's chairmanship of a card party, I was looking for door prizes, and I found some scarves. And long story short, I ended up going to, or Gene and I went to a trade show in New York. And there was a supply of the scarves, and I said, well, I need 40 of them. And he said, oh, no, no, we sell wholesale, $500 minimum. And I said, yeah, but it's for church. I just need 40 of them. And he said, no, 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 it's $500. So back in 2001, I mean, what was the Internet then? And I looked, and I looked. I looked on eBay. There was no Amazon. I looked on the Internet. I couldn't find a wholesaler of scarves for nothing. And so I said to Gene, you know, maybe we should try to get, we can get the scarves and then I can sell them on eBay. And Gene, being Gene, just said, well, sure, if you think so. You know, when you know Gene, that's so typical of him. And so we went back to the display and I said, yeah, okay, we'll take 500.
Oh, we'd love to hear more about that story next time you come on, Louise.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Cliff Point. Up next, expanding niches. We're talking eBay on eBay Radio.
When eBay Radio needs special gifts for on-air giveaways or events, we visit the eBay shop. They make it easy because they have gifts for everyone. It's the perfect place to shop for the holidays. You'll find custom-dyed eBay-branded apparel. Anything from t-shirts for big eBayers to a baby blanket and onesie for little eBayers. Your office mates will love their eBay-branded techno gadgets, like a Jolt charger with digital power display, while your introspective friends will enjoy eBay journals and pens. And so many items available at the eBay shop fit a busy lifestyle. Take eBay everywhere with an eBay-branded tote, duffel, or backpack. Stay hydrated with an eBay-branded water bottle, or get caffeinated with an eBay-branded coffee mug. You can even get your eBay on at the golf course or beach. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com. See all the latest eBay-branded goodies for fall at theebayshop.com.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
Oak trees, skyscrapers, eBay. Big things start small, including your business. eBay started in Pierre Omidyar's living room. Now, eBay is celebrating 20 years of small business with Big Things Start Small at ebay.com/big. There you'll find inspiring seller success stories, informative articles and videos, and other useful resources to help you grow your business. So think big and sign up to be part of something big at ebay.com/big.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it. We'll be right back.